this new single is, I wouldn't say it's a return to your roots in a sense, but it's more of a it's more of a radio friendly pop from like your the first album that I interviewed you about. So
right.
how did that decision get made, and how did that influence, like, how did Popper influence, like, this direction for you to move into?
You know, when I met with Jeff Blue, my producer, and Mike Gonsolin, both of them, we co-produced the new tracks. I think one of the things that we wanted to do was to actually write radio-friendly type of music.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, obviously from the past, I had, especially Pop Rock Soldier, the last album was very experimental and it had lots of different genres. So I wanted to kind of narrow it down to more like pop rock. If you remember from the last time when I came over to Brooklyn to your university and I was giving interviews there, I was telling you then that I wanted to shift into pop rock genre because I just felt very comfortable in performing in that genre, and it just felt really good to me, you know, because it has the fun type of tune at the same time it shows my voice. So pretty much, it was kind of like a mutual decision between me and my producers.
Okay, so how was True Love written? Is there a story behind it? Like, what motivated that song?
You know, it's kind of funny because all three of us were going through personal issues in love life. And I just remember when Jeff walked into the studio, we were just also, you know, we don't care if we're hurt. We don't care if somebody broke our heart because we still believe in true love. We know that it exists. And I said, how about we write a hymn for true love? And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And that's how it pretty much started. Yeah, I mean, you know, all the singles kind of happened like that. We just walked into the studio, started talking, and not even brainstorming, you know, we're like, wow, that's just a passionate idea, and we were really passionate about it.
So the video is different, it's animated, it's a lot of fun. How did that all come to be?
You know, I hooked up with this animator, director, Matthias Volkert, and he's just an incredibly talented guy. You know, I was going through a bunch of different resumes and things like that for animation for my Pop Rock Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he was working on Pop Rock Soldier, we decided to do like 7 projects because it was supposed to be sort of like a short film. So when he started working, he did Soldier animation, which has not been released. I will release it eventually, but just not yet. He did No Looking Back. You can check that all out and see that on YouTube by Juliana Music. And what I think he just loved the song so much, because I remember I was in the studio when he was working on animation for Soldier, and I came to see the rough draft of the video, and I told him, I said, listen, these songs I'm writing right now are so awesome. They're radio friendly, they're really fun, they really have a great positive message. He's like, let me check it out. I put the song on for him. And he looked at me and he said, well, how do you feel about doing the music video for this one? He said, what about an animation? And, you know, I don't know. It was just kind of so random, but it was so perfect.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden we just started, you know, talking about what it would be. Because it's kind of the opposite of what I'm singing. I'm singing, you know, it's no games. I don't want to play a game, but then it's a video game.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I'm saying there's something knocking on my door.
Yeah.
But I'm the one who's kicking the door, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of little cute things, and then, you know, shooting the bad guys, and then my friends are standing in the castle, you know, and I'm somewhere in Euphoria. flying in the air on the swing. It was just sort of, you know, just a bunch of ideas. I know that Matthias was very inspired by, I forgot the name of the group. Of course, I forgot the name of the group. And I can see the music video right in front of me. Well, anyhow, so he was very inspired on animation because he was working at the same time with Disney. So he wanted to do something fun and something out of the box that brings him more to like the video game world. So that's pretty much the whole idea of the music video. I love it. I love it. I think it's great. And he did such a great job. I mean, I know it's not me live, but he did such a great job on my cartoon self.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks it looks a lot like you.
It's my cartoon self.
There you go. How do you think this single is going to play a role in like what happens next with you?
I think it's already playing a role, you know, because a lot of independent radio stations have picked up the single.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Reverb Nation have been moving up on pop charts of Reverb Nation, the Los Angeles chapter, which is pretty neat. I think I was like 497 about 2 months ago on there, you know, and now I'm 7.
Nice.
Which is really cool. Yeah, I'm hoping to be number one soon. Of course, and I think that is just it's a great direction for me, you know. As you know, I'm an opera singer, so for me, pop is just so much fun. It's just, you know, I don't know, it's like makes me feel like a kid. And True Love single is just something that is very personal to me, very sentimental, and I think that it will do very good because a lot of people can relate to it. That's what I think. And I've been getting a lot of feedback like that, you know. My friends, my fans, people all over the place just telling me they love this single. I just recently had the single played at the U.S. National Synchronized Swimming Competition. It was like a pre-Junior Olympics type of competition.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls went crazy. They were just blown away. They loved the song. I started getting buys on iTunes just like that. I think I sold over 1,000 tracks on iTunes. Nice. In just one day. You know, so I think it's good. I think it's awesome. I love it.
So speaking of,
I can't wait for you to hear the other ones. Yes, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Speaking of fans, I mean, I've been following you on Facebook for quite some time, and I'm not sure if it was me, but I realized, like, you always had, you know, thousands of fans, but, I mean, you have 90,000 fans now. I mean, how important has that been for you to kind of grow so much in terms of, like, a fan base on Facebook over the last, you know, year or so?
Well, it's very important. It's very important, and you know, I actually had to go and study social network. Mm-hmm. I'm actually like advanced certified in Facebook now and Twitter. And you know, I think like on the 50th question of the test, I realized that about 10 years ago, I swore to myself, I've never taken a final in my life.
Yeah.
But you live, you learn, and there's certain things, especially right now, as you know, I'm a Grammy member, and recently when the Grammys were happening, I received a newsletter from the Grammys, and one of the, you know, one of the blogs or stories was saying that within 5 years, the entire music industry is going to be digitally distributing music, that there's going to be no more CDs. They're losing CD. I mean, they're losing lots of money. It's not, you know, it's not okay for them. So they're going completely digital. And I realized that, you know, being an independent artist, how important it is to understand how social network works. Mm-hmm. Because in reality, in 5 years, we won't need to have a record label. If we have a fan base, if we have our own way of using social network, we don't need a record deal. There's no need for it because we need a record deal to get distribution, to get our music out there, to get paid, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And this just really puts an independent artist, I think, on a very different level. So for me, it was important after I read that. It was very important for me to understand, hey, Facebook and Twitter, it's really actually, it's important. I'm struggling on Twitter right now, but Facebook is my most, like, I get a lot of people who write to me and fans who just, you know, share. I had 75 shares recently of the single, and that's when my song started trending on Reverb Nation.
Nice.
Which is really neat, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, about 5 of those people were my family.
It's okay.
You know, my mom was the first one to share. But it's great. You know, I'm very fortunate to have that type of support from my family. And that's how it starts. One shares, the other one shares, the other person's friends share, and that just keeps on going,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, social network is definitely very, very important. Well, at least it is to me. and especially, you know, these digital days. It's kind of like the hot stuff right now.
Absolutely. Bottom line, why should someone listen to True Love? I'll give you like a hypothetical. If someone's on iTunes and they've got that page open and it's on True Love and they're about to click to purchase, but they need a little bit of a push in the right direction, so to speak, what do you think that you would say to them to get them to download it?
It's a great song. It's a lot of fun. You can relate to it. If you believe in true love, it's definitely going to be your favorite song. Once you hear my voice, it's going to be a song already.